This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt. Last weekend, I traveled out to Trinity Methodist Church to hear the final concert of the choral festival called Lift Every Voice and Sing. Singers from far and wide had come together to rehearse and perform under renowned conductor and guest clinician Dr. Jason Max Ferdinand. I spoke with lots of people who were there that day about their experience.
Mayor Battle, I know that Huntsville is known for so many things. Why do you think it's important for Huntsville to support cultural activities like this Lift Every Voice and Sing Choral Festival?
Oh, listen, this is part of our quality of life. This is what makes Huntsville what it is. You know, we've got lots of hours that you can work every day, but afterwards you got to find something that is your passion, that brings out your creativity. Functions like this is what makes Huntsville a very, very special place.
Linda McAllister, Huntsville, Alabama.
You're one of the organizers of this choral festival. I know that a lot of work goes into this. Why do you feel it's important to have festivals like this?
It's an exciting time for our community to come together. We've been stuck with COVID for a while, and we're excited to offer this opportunity to our chorale members as well as to community people. And we have people coming from Georgia and Memphis, Tennessee, so we're really excited to have this chance to sing together.
I'm Sarah McDerris. I live right here in Huntsville.
Do you think you will be a different type singer after having participated in this choral festival?
I think, Dory, I will be a more joyful one. I've missed singing for several months now, as many people have with the pandemic, and I'm really looking forward to being in a choir again and singing wonderful and singing with our director, who is such a fine man.
I'm Bob Phelps. I live in Albertville.
Why do you think it's important to give up virtually a whole weekend of your time to come together and sing at this choral festival?
That's easy. It feeds my soul.
Following the concert, everyone was so excited. I spoke with Texas composer Ramel Derrick, whose piece had been premiered on the concert.
Tell me how you felt hearing this performed for the first time tonight.
Oh my gosh, thrilled with the quality of singers that were here. And then to be under the direction of Dr. Jason Max Ferdinand, it's just like icing on the cake.
I'm George Fletcher. I live here in Huntsville in Five Points.
How did it feel standing up in the middle of this great chorus and singing for this choral festival?
I had to pinch myself to believe that I was actually there. Such an amazing group of talent. Everybody was so proud to be there.
Dr. Ferdinand, did you have room in your brain for any other thoughts besides the music as you were conducting this last concert here in Huntsville?
Yes and no. I was trying to really focus because this situation, we had so little rehearsal time and so many details to remember. So yes, I was focused, but coming on to the end, I started thinking of thoughts of missing Huntsville and, you know, really sinking in the moment. So yes and no, both.
Yeah. Well, we will miss you, that is for sure, and good luck in your work in Maryland.
Thank you so much.
Perhaps singer Sherry Boyer of Huntsville said it best. She explained what she loved about singing in a choir.
It makes me realize that I'm a voice in humanity, and getting all of humanity to sing together in joy or in sorrow or for whatever emotion we're bringing, and knowing that all of us together, if we just touch one person's heart in that audience, it will be worth every moment of rehearsal.
Thanks to Dr. Patricia Hacker and the Huntsville Master Chorale for providing our community and its singers a place to come together to appreciate the beauty of music. We're all glad that live music is back in our lives. This is 89.3 Huntsville.